Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. Okay, so we're going to show you how to make an indoor container garden. I've got Annie here. And Annie, actually, you started, like, you want to have plants in your room.
Yes.
And
yes.
Stuff. And so how old are you?
I'm 17.
She's 17. So I love it because she's starting to develop a green thumb and she's learning how to garden and how to do some fun things. So I know indoor plants are all the rage right now.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so lots of people are wanting to know how to do it. So these are some of the elements and some of my favorite plants that I love to use. Okay, so let me kind of show you. This is an autumn fern. It's got a gorgeous, nice, you know, just light and airy texture. Isn't it so pretty?
I love it, yes. It's so pretty.
And so one of the reasons why they call this an autumn fern is just because this all will live indoors. And a lot of these plants want to take, I would say, like indirect sunlight. Uh-huh. At least 6 to 7 hours a day of sunlight would be perfectly fine. But in the autumn time, they put off this really pretty, almost like cinnamon looking color.
That sounds so pretty.
Mm-hmm, it's a really cool thing. Okay, another one, this is rabbit foot's fern.
Oh, that's so cute.
Isn't that cute? Now look, this is one of the reasons why they call it a rabbit's foot fern is because, see, look, you know how like the rabbits, you're too young to know about this, but in the 80s it was a really big deal to have a rabbit foot's keychain.
Yes,
I'm sure you've probably heard your parents talk about that before. So this is a rabbit's foot fern. This is a maidenhair fern, and this is
gorgeous,
isn't it?
It's so delicate.
I know, it is. It's just one of my all-time favorite go-tos as well. And then I'm going to use, this is Marble Queen Pothos.
Ooh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. And so I always, when I'm making an indoor container garden, I always try to have like a light color, something that's going to highlight the arrangement. So whether that's like a really light green or a variegated, I always like to have something like that. And then this is called Fatsia.
Oh, that's cute.
So I'm hoping I'm spelling this right. Fatsia. So for those of you who are listening to our podcast, that's how you spell it. And this is, I love it because it's like a beautiful star.
Yes, it's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. It's a really, and it can be kind of like shiny and glossy and all kinds of great things. So, and then I'm using this beautiful turquoise container.
Oh, I love the color.
I know, found this at Tuesday Mornings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great store.
So Tuesday Mornings is a great place to find beautiful containers and great things for your home. And if you watch it, you can get really good deals. But this is like one of my most prized possessions because I love turquoise. Turquoise really makes all kinds of different things pop. Okay, so now the one thing that you've got to make sure that you do before you plant your indoor container garden in any container garden is you've got to give your plants a dunk.
Okay.
And what I mean by dunk is we've got to hydrate them and water them really well. You don't want to plant a super dry plant because it just doesn't get it off to a really good start. So I'm going to let you go ahead and start kind of giving these a dunk and submerge them underwater. And you'll kind of see like here the air. There you go. Just like that.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. Do you hear it? What it's doing?
Yeah, it's making like
bubbles. Uh-huh. So that's all of the water like pushing all the air out of the plant.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so when it stops the bubbles, and I wish you could see the bubbles, but it's making like this bubbly noise right now. So once that stops, then you know that the plant is watered.
Oh, that's did you so know cool. that? I did not know that. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So, yep. Now, so now it's done, okay. And you want to kind of lift it out.
and just kind of let it drain there for a second.
Okay.
So when I'm planting my indoor container garden, I always like to start with big plants, at least have one really big plant, and then I like to anchor it with like the smaller 3-inch plants.
Okay.
So I always use the Fatsia or the bigger plant, whatever you want to use, towards the back.
Oh, I got you.
And then I'm going to plant it in the shape of a triangle.
Okay.
So that's like my theory or how I like to do it. So you can go ahead and take it out of the pot.
Okay.
And then I'll hold it for you. You just kind of, and when you take it out, you want to give it a hug.
Okay.
That's like the easiest way to get a plant out of the pot. Okay, now go ahead and like lift it out. There you go. Look how beautiful that root system is.
I love that.
I know, it's so pretty. So we're going to place that towards the back, just like that. Okay, gorgeous. Now, one thing you always want to make sure that your pot has really, really, really good drainage. Okay, now we're going to do the pothos, the marble queen. So I think we're just going to use one
same
of those.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. We're going to give it a dunk and let you hear all the air bubbles coming
yes.
out. Yeah, that's how you, this is the easiest way to know that you've got your plants hydrated really, really well before you plant them into the garden. And this works well for doing outside as well. Okay, so we've got our tall plant. Now we're literally gonna make a triangle. So we're gonna use that one and we're gonna put it over here towards the right. So if you're listening to our podcast right now, we're literally making the shape of a triangle right now. Just like that. Okay, gorgeous. Isn't that pretty?
Yes, I love that. It's so pretty.
I know, it's so pretty. Because see how that really light green variegation highlights all the different
mm-hmm.
colors? Okay, now we're going to finish our triangle, and we're going to use the autumn fern. We're going to use
okay.
two autumn ferns. So go ahead and give those a dunk. There's one there. And go ahead and just submerge them. And so if you're listening to us, Annie is literally just submerging. We've got a 5-gallon bucket filled with water, and she's literally submerging the plants all the way under the water and making sure they're hydrated really well. Yep, so we're just going to come out. I'm going to take out one. You're going to take out the other and kind of give them a little shake-a-roo inside the bucket.
Okay.
And then, yep, just kind of shake it off. And we're going to fill in over here on the side, just like that. So,
oh, so pretty.
Isn't that so pretty and so easy?
Yes.
So that's my formula for always making a beautiful container garden,
okay.
is literally planting it in the shape of a triangle. Now we're going to add in our fillers,
okay?
Because we always like to zhuzh it up. So now maidenhair ferns. Maidenhair ferns.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm, we're going to use both of them. Love water. They love to stay hydrated, and they love water more than our other plants and their other friends in the container.
Okay.
So one thing that I like to do is I will literally take a small Ziploc bag, and I will keep them and put them in a small Ziploc bag after you take them out of the pot.
Okay.
And then you're literally just going to, yep, and just put that in there. And this really helps. Yep, we're going to keep it.
Okay.
We're going to slide it in just like that. See?
Okay.
And we're going to plant it with the plastic Ziploc bag. And I'm just going to go right here in the center because I always think these just always look so nice and pretty anchored. See how that just kind of fluffs? And you're right, it is such a delicate plant. And let me, here's another Ziploc bag. So we're going to open it up and put it in. See, this is so easy, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
You can do this.
I know.
Definitely
we use this in my room.
You definitely can do this. Okay, so now we're just going to slide it over here to the side. And see, look, you've got a gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, that's so pretty.
I know. Okay, so let's add one more.
Okay.
I think I want to finish filling it out. And let's add a rabbit foot fern.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and give that a dunk and water that really well. Now, some other fun things that you can use to accent your indoor container gardens are called sponge mushrooms.
Oh, those are so cool.
And it's just a neat texture. You can find these at your local, craft store and some other different places. But I'll just kind of layer these in just to kind of add a few other elements. And then we're just going to take that out and we're going to slip that in and we're going to place it right there. There you go. So you always want to make sure that you have some different plants that are what I call softening the edges of the container.
Yeah,
so we've got our beautiful Fatsia right here.
Uh-huh.
This is our Marble Queen Pothos.
Okay.
our rabbit's foot fern, our maiden hair, and then we also have the autumn fern over here, and then we're just going to finalize it with these beautiful sponge mushrooms.
Awesome.
So to make sure that you keep this alive, because I bet you're like, okay, how do I keep this alive?
For sure.
Just take like two big handfuls of ice.
Ice. Okay.
Yeah, like take ice, and you just want to sprinkle the ice cubes all the way around, and do that about once a week.
Once a week. Okay.
Now, in the wintertime, you know it's going to dry out a lot. It's going to, you know, because it's so dry inside. You know, we're lucky. We have a lot of humidity where we live, but it can get kind of dry.
Yes.
So, but you also want to do the finger test. And you saw.
Oh, what's the finger test?
Okay. So, what you'll do is you'll literally take your finger and press the root ball of each plant.
Okay.
And it feels wet.
Uh-huh.
What does it feel? Right.
Yeah, wet.
So it doesn't need water.
Okay.
So a lot of times people will kill the plants by overwatering.
Okay.
So that's what you want to make sure that you do not overwater. So before you water your plant, before you do that, make sure you give it a finger test.
Okay.
You know, and just literally take the finger, put it on. Or another great way to water this is you literally can put this in the shower.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Put it in the shower, put it in the bathtub, and water it really well. Leave it there overnight and let it drain.
Uh-huh.
And then that's another really super easy.
I've never heard of that before. Yep, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. And then that also kind of helps take all the bugs and stuff, if things different form on the leaves, and kind of keeps the dust in it. Easy way to keep it. Okay, well, this is our indoor container garden.
So
I hope you enjoy it.
I did. It was so fun.
In your room. Okay, be sure to come back and visit us at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com, and we can't wait to show you more things.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.